This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Another glorious day of Hillary Clinton not being president. Yes! Let us all celebrate ourselves. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. If you choose to chime in, Trump, that would be President Donald J. Trump, undoubtedly the most transformational president in the history of the Republic. That's right. Leftists don't like to hear it. Never Trumpers don't like to hear it. Rhino Republicans, all the naysayers don't like to hear it, but it is a fact. As, what's his name? David? I can't think of his name, but he wrote it. He wrote a piece, and here's what he says. I'll get the name in a second. Donald Trump has certainly changed the rules of presidential behavior through his nonstop campaign rallies, tweets, and press conferences. What his critics call lowering the bar of presidential decorum by unfettered and often crude invective, Trump dubs the new presidential. Couldn't have said it better myself. So very true. Victor David Hansen. That's the guy's name. Thank you. Victor David Hansen. See, we have an expectation of how we think people should be. You have an expectation of how your kids should behave. But sometimes, have you ever said this? You gotta let kids be kids. Right? Sometimes, you have to let people come out of themselves. Not have the decorum. Now, Trump was doing crazy stuff in the middle of these big pomp and stands meetings, you know, with the Chinese prime ministers and people like that. I could tell you. Yeah, you could be mad at him. There's a time for decorum. And there's a time when you have to just back off. For example, there have been times where, you know, I'm with my children. I mean, they're all big now, but I would be with my kids. And somebody might do something that really upsets me, and I want to go off. But if my kids are there, I don't do it. So Trump is selective about when he decides he's going to show decorum. But many times he's like, I don't care what y'all think. So Hansen goes on to say, his style has become sort of a don't tread on me combativeness. In truth, Trump at home and abroad is mostly retaliatory. His theory seems to be that no slight should go unanswered. When Trump retorts in kind or trumps the original attack, he believes he adds yet another brick to his wall of deterrence and exposes the sometimes dormant and disguised irrational hatred of the left. That's exactly what he does. The left has become unhinged. The very thing they accuse Donald Trump of being, the left, is exactly that. You've known it for a long time. You've ignored it. Many times they, we should have open borders. And why is he stopping the terrorists from coming in? And I don't mind paying more taxes, said the people that don't pay them. You know, and all the things that they could have been criticizing with Barack Obama, dismissed. Under Trump, suddenly they found themselves. Hansen goes on, but what the left loses in its slugfest with Trump are some once supposed cherished leftist principles justified by the short-term advantage of nullifying the Trump agenda. This is what cracks me up about that statement is that Hansen is so right. The left will get a little win and they think, aha, we got him. We just beat them. Yeah, look at that. You know, we stopped the travel ban. Then, boom, the judge overturns it. That's that. He's not going to get rid of Obamacare. Next thing you know, Obamacare is disappearing, almost gone. By the way, all good things for the left. He's going to get his tax plan. Nanny, nanny, nanny. Next thing you know, a few months later, boom, tax plan. We're not building that wall. You're going to get your wall. Indeed, he goes on, it is eerie that almost all the canons of progressive orthodoxy no longer apply. They will no longer be taken seriously after Trump is long gone. Certainly, those lost principles will be impossible to reassert when Democrats return to power and seek sanctuary in the very ideas they have now so utterly trashed. See, that's the thing about conservatism. This is what I love about us. I'm not trashing an idea that I'm going to like later because the thing I like is the right thing. It's that simple. If Democrats said, you know what, we got to respect the borders, and Republicans were like, oh, this border thing, I mean, we got these people that have come over, I would be, man, I'm aligned with the Democrats on this. You would too. I know you. You don't have to. I would too, Kev. I see you out there shaking. Yes, I would. Yes, I would. Indeed, Kev. I know you would. That's what we do. It's right versus wrong. It isn't, well, a Republican said it. Oh, people ask me all the time, Kevin, what do you think about Reagan's your hero? What do you think about his policy on immigration? I said, it sucked. It absolutely sucked. He got no guarantees. Now, keep in mind, I was a kid when all this was happening, relative kid. But, you know, I can tell you this. I didn't like it. I mean, in retrospect, I wasn't paying attention at the time. If you ask me right now, I don't like it. I don't like a couple of the things Reagan did. I don't like that, you know, at that point, we that was when we really started slipping into crazy budgets and running up the debt. I don't like it. I don't like it in retrospect. But what I do like is I like that Reagan was 100% pro-America. He was the prelude to make America great again and America first, if there was one. And, or, you know, maybe George Washington was, you know, to some degree, right? But you get what I'm saying. The modern day Reagan was that Renaissance version of Washington fighting a different battle. Trump's doing it even better. But if you ask me, did I like Reagan's policy on immigration? The flat answer is no. So there you go. Now, leftists can't do that. You want to know why? Because the Democrats are on all sides of the issue. They don't have a stance. They know in their heart of hearts they should be respecting the rule of law and the people who line up legally to get into this country every single day. They should respect that. But they don't. Oh, but there are those that do. See, we look at it very pragmatically. We have a country. It has borders. We have a legal immigration system. Ergo, get in the legal system. If you get in the illegal system, I'm not going to support you. It isn't my problem. It's like somebody making money on the underground. And suddenly it's woe is me. Well, man, my little gambling gig dried up. What do you want me to do? Go get a job. You see it? That's the quandary the left have all the time. Anyway, lots more on this. Great article to dissect. We're getting into some other stuff as well. I'm going to weave it in there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dave, you in for golf this weekend?
I can't. I promised I'd find a plumber to fix a sink and a painter to paint it.
Just use Angie's List.
Doesn't that cost money?
Not at all. It's free to find pros in your area who can do the work. You can even read ratings and reviews from other customers.
What about roofing pros?
Angie's List has pros for everything. And to save time, they'll even match you to the best pros for the job.
Oh, that's awesome. Looks like I'll be able to play after all.
Find the best pros for your next project at AngiesList.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Change we can truly believe in. Donald Trump has changed politics forever. I'm referencing an article written by Victor David Hansen, a really great writer. I think he writes at a town hall, I don't know where, but really, he nails this. He nails it. He's saying that the left has nowhere to go. They can't come back from the attacks on Trump. If they were to ever get back into power, and they will at some point, I mean, that's just the way the worm turns. But if we play our cards right, it won't be for a long time. I'm not going to go out and pull one of these LBJs like, we'll have them crackers voting Republican for the next 100 years. I'm not going to go there. But the fact is, if we play our cards right, I could see 20 years of us keeping control. I really could. Because we're on a hot streak. Now, the world is the problem. The world has gone crazy, mad, leftist, progressive, and the better we do, sometimes it's not going to reflect as good on them. And that would be our problem. Jealousy. 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 Is that a song? That's the song, right? Jealousy. And the world has a reason to be jealous of us. I mean, we have it all. If we did it correctly, if people just, look, I'm not saying bow to the old great Donald Trump. I will do that to no man. But I'm saying, if you work with this guy, there's no telling what we could accomplish as a nation. Seriously. That's what scares the left. Now, Victor David Hansen goes on. Liberals who now warn of Trump's war on the press. Long ago, Eric Holder's monitoring of the AP, the Associated Press Reporters, and Fox News' James Rosen. Then they had no problem with John Brennan lying under oath when he claimed that Obama's CIA had not monitored the computers of Senate staffers. He would lie brazenly again under oath about drone collateral damage and his role in seeding the Steele dossier. Likewise, they snoozed after the Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, lied to Congress in his denial of government surveillance of U.S. citizens. Both were seen at the time to be useful liars. Their partisanship and exemption from any consequences for past lying under oath led to lucrative cable news gigs, proof as it were, of their innate Trump hatred. Their legacy is that their lying under oath now is not a sin, much less illegal. That's why I told you folks, if I'm ever brought before a court, I'm going to pull all this information and say, look, I'm a woman. You can't do it. I'm Guatemalan. I'm a midget. You know, I'm an oppressed group. Oh, and by the way, you can lie in the scheme of things today. You can lie and cheat and steal and all that and be okay. So I'm going to go, yep. I'm all of that, except I'm in a press group, and you need to leave me alone. I won't ever see the inside of a prison or gulag or anything else. So Hansen goes on. So much for civil liberties. When Trump appeared on the national scene, an all-out assault on civil liberties followed in a matter that is now irrevocable. The left destroyed for good the idea that progressives are the protectors of constitutional freedoms. That's what they wanted themselves to be touted as. We protect people, man. We don't let people mess with the downtrodden. Nothing could be further from the truth. Then he goes on to say, if fear of Trump, I think he meant to say in fear of Trump, some connected with the National Security Council under Obama helped to surveil American citizens, unmask them, and leaked their names to the press. The press, hand in glove, complied in spreading such unsubstantiated dirt. And that's what it is. It is dirt. It's just like, it's gossip. The press is down to gossip. I respect the Globe and the National Enquirer more than I respect the New York Times, the LA Times, the Chicago Trib, whatever. I respect stupid magazines or periodicals over these other guys. He says, former National Security Advisor Susan Rice flat out lied in her denial about her involvement in unmasking. Then the Obama FBI and Justice Department officials deliberately misled FISA courts on the premise that spying on American citizens, even with flimsy or fabricated evidence, was okay as long as it neutered the Trump candidacy and his presidency. Now, had they told the justices something like, we present as justification for these warrants of surveillance, opposition research compiled on candidate Trump, paid for by Hillary Clinton during the present campaign, there's no way they would have gotten permission to spy on these citizens. Now, no one again will have as much confidence either in the FISA courts or any rationale for spying on any American citizen. I know I don't. If you tell me, oh, it was a FISA court, that's supposed to be, they made that court sound sacrosanct. Like, man, there's no way they would ever do the wrong thing. It's like the Supreme Court. It was bigger than the Supreme Court. He says they will logically assume FISA requests are political efforts to spread dirt on the opposition. In the fashion that we now have no idea in the era after Lois Lerner what prompts an IRS letter in our mail. The letter of an Obama administration is that if one is not progressive and loud in the public sphere, he may well be monitored, audited, or investigated. I totally believe that. I live for 8 years under the notion that these guys are going to come do something, confiscate something, try to put me in jail. He goes on to say these reputations are stained beyond repair. The FBI may not recover its reputation. Certainly the brand of its Washington office is shredded. watching new director Christopher Wray stumble about to reassure us that his reforms inspire about as much credulity as a pre-war French general touting the invincibility provided by the Maginot Line. The Maginot Line was a trench. And the idea, it's impenetrable. I mean, a good long jumper could jump it. You know what I mean? It's ridiculous. He says the left more or less has canonized a parade of disreputable FBI officials. God, why am I struggling with English? Oh, Peter Strzok violated almost every canon of professional conduct in his personal comportment, in his blatant prevarication about his own text messages, and in his dogged pride in his conflicts of interest in using his authority to pursue a political agenda. His superior, Andrew McCabe, according to the Inspector General, likewise lied on several occasions. So did former Director James Comey, who, when he denied under oath the prominent role in the Steele dossier and the FISA warrant applications, leaking a classified document memo, government memo rather, with the expressed intent of prompting a special counsel investigation, is not what FBI directors do. Nor do they deliberately set up a president by not informing him that base accusations against him are a result of opposition campaign hit pieces subsidized in part by the FBI. FBI directors don't politicize investigations in the manner in which Comey warped his conduct towards Hillary Clinton on the rationale she would be elected. Comey alone had pretty much destroyed any idea that in the near future the FBI office can again be trusted. What do you want me to say? I can't argue with this. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads. Often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap. A complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats said today that Russia is continuing to pursue efforts to interfere in U.S. elections. Coats also shared a specific message that President Trump gave him.
The president has specifically directed us to make the matter of the election meddling and securing our election process a top priority, and we have done that and are doing that and will continue to do so. We have incorporated the lessons learned from the 2016 election and implemented a broad spectrum of actions to share more information across the federal government, as well as with state and local governments, and also with the public and the private sector. The intelligence community continues to be concerned about the threats of upcoming U.S. elections.
You are listening to USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So Victor David Hansen is talking about how sullied the reputation of all these different agencies are and why Trump will go down in history as being the most transformational president ever. Glad you guys are here. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. He says the left has no way to go back on what they're doing. Let me put it this way. Let's say another president, a presidential candidate, you know, call it Trump Jr., Donald Jr. He runs in 2024 and he creates a dossier and does identically the same thing. And everybody's like, look at what Donald Jr. did. And he goes, I just did what they did last time. If Donald Trump decided right now to weaponize the FBI against the left, what could they say? We would be outraged, but what could they say? Just flip the circumstances. Fast forward it six more years, 6.5 years, whatever. Let any other candidate do this that's got a Republic, the R by their name, and see what happens. The left will be outraged, as they should be. He says FBI apologists on the left are excusing the very weaponizing behavior they used to rant about in the days of J. Edgar Hoover, who we think at least never sought to alter the outcome of a U.S. election. But he says the left is fine with the idea that the FBI, with a wink and a nod from the CIA, can insert spies into an ongoing presidential campaign on the rationale that embarrassing information might be collated, leaked, and thus useful to ensure that a supposedly dangerous man would not be president. Should a right-wing FBI do the same with the candidate Bernie Sanders, reminding us that Sanders went to Moscow on his honeymoon and therefore was under suspicion? What would the left say? Any notion of conflicts of interest are gone. The Obama Justice Department, FBI, CIA destroyed that concept entirely. When Loretta Lynch met Bill Clinton on the tarmac in the course of an investigation about his wife's illegal behavior, or the Department of Justice and FBI gave immunity to Clinton's top aides after making false statements, all credibility was shot. Justice Department official Bruce Orr communicated with a political campaign's opposition research team that had hired his own wife. The deputy FBI director, Andrew McCabe, oversaw the Hillary Clinton email investigation shortly after his wife received hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign donations from the Clinton-related PAC. Rod Rosenstein was knee-deep in the Uranium One investigation, the Clinton email investigation, the FISA warrant applications, and the Trump collusion mythologies. He should have recused himself long ago. If Rosenstein was not recused, there is no such thing as an idea of recusal at all. Liberals don't care whether Bill Clinton receives a $500,000 honorarium in Moscow or the Russians gave millions to the Clinton Foundation shortly before Hillary Clinton urged the government to approve the sale of them of 20% of our U.S. uranium. There is someday a special counsel appointed to monitor the possible illegality of the Obama, FBI, Justice Department, CIA, NSC, and many of its legal teams proved to be Trump donors, and a few of them are found out to be veteran counsels for Trump-related defendants, or two members are caught texting their hatred for Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and bragging how they schemed to stop such a 16-year envisioned Obama-Clinton continuum, apparently no one's going to complain of the bias or conflicts of interest. More norms are annihilated, he says. Is there still any notion of confidential lawyer-client special relationship or disdain for stealthily taping private conversations of a client? Apparently not. Former Clintonite Lanny Davis knows the left saw nothing wrong when the FBI seized legal records from Trump's attorney. Michael Cohen, or that lawyer Cohen taped the phone calls of his own unknowing client, Trump. Instead, the left shrugs it off. Trump was stupid enough to hire such a creepy rake that he deserves what he gets. Legal president and civil liberties be damned. I wish I was more eloquent in understanding what he was trying to write. I'm just reading as we go along here. But here's what I can tell you. Eloquently, too. And that is, you recognize all these absurdities, all these coincidences, all these things that you're going, look, you know what's going on here. Is he right? Can the left recover from this? He said it used to be a progressive truism that words matter. As in the warning not to give voice to violent things because it may happen just because you said them. Actually, words today no longer matter at all. If they did, Madonna, Johnny Depp, Kathy Griffin, Robert De Niro, or Peter Fonda would all be socially ostracized for their threats of bodily violence to the President of the United States or his family. I can add to that. Rosie what's-her-face, she would be banished. Snoop Dogg, he would be banished. Many of these other rappers, guys like Kanye West would be applauded. He says, God forbid that such eliminationism rhetoric will spill over to the next Democratic presidency, but if it should, the left has now lost all moral authority to condemn it. By the same token, there's no longer any acceptable limitation on presidential hate speech. No one's going to have a problem calling any president a Nazi, the new Hitler, an abject traitor, treasonous, or his conduct tantamount to the mass death of Pearl Harbor, 9/11, or the Holocaust. Those who compare Trump to the worst monsters of history regularly appear on cable news and enjoy vast Twitter and social media audiences. I fear theirs will be the new standard. For every Trump Hitler who kills 6 million, we will one day hear of a new anti-Trump Stalin who killed 20 million. All now one needs to say is President X or President Y is a threat to the United States and he deserves what he gets. And he goes into security clearances. It's a First Amendment right, right? We've also established a new code of behavior for ex-security and intelligence officers. From now on, they will never really leave their office. Instead, their opposition to the new administration begins the moment they become private citizens. And while drawing on and sometimes monitoring their vestigial security clearances to enhance their invective against the sitting president. It says, imagine the following. That as soon as Trump leaves office, a paid Fox contributor, Mike Pompeo or Dan Coats, begins trashing nightly newly inaugurated President Elizabeth Warren as despicable, treasonous, or the worst something in the history of America, while still privy to some of the top secret communications of her administration. And they will wink and nod at the clearances as proof of their seriousness and of the direct conduits to, quote, sources tell me gossip. The question why they would do so or expect security clearances at all will earn cries from Republicans of enemies list. I mean, what he's doing here is he's giving you examples of things that are being done to us right now. He goes on to talk about there's no longer any sense of public and private First families, if Barron Trump can be smeared and ridiculed in print and cartoons, the president can be accused of incest with his daughter by mainstream reporters, the first lady can be demonized as everything from an illegal alien to a former call girl, no first family is off limits. So the left used to try to have some decorum.
Oh, you can't talk about the kids
and all these things. And then they do it all. The next time a president takes office, a Democrat president calls for restraint, or have you no decency to recreate the bubble that once protected the Obama family, they're going to laugh at it. And understandably so. And he goes on to talk about endless and unchecked and unaccountable investigations. Special counsels will have no restraints. They will be sacrosanct Roman tribunes about whom any criticism will be tantamount to unpatriotic behavior. They can ignore the original mandate, wander wherever they wish on principle that they found their criminal and need only to find the crimes by which to destroy him. Special counsel is going to stock his team with partisans who hate the object of his investigation, and he's going to stock them with law cronies who share his views. If he fires one or two of them, he will hide the reasons for their departures and stagger their severance to avoid the appearance that they were connected, in the style of belatedly and separately disclosing the career ends of Lisa Page and Peter Strzok. From now on, the accusation that a president is a traitor, a colluder, a lackey, a pimp, or whatever of the Russians, or a dupe of the Chinese, or who knows what else, will be an accepted way to help stall an opposition administration. To smear it is unpatriotic. To use any low means necessary to achieve a supposedly high end of destroying. And this is what I tell you about the left. The end justifies the means. They don't see what they do as wrong because look at who we're going after. He finishes by saying, just watch. Soon what the left has birthed. And he wrote of some old Greek. He says, writing more than 2,400 years ago about the civil strife on the island of Corsica. Observe, men too often take upon themselves in the prosecution of their revenge to set example of doing away with those general laws to which all alike can look for salvation in adversity. And adversity, it's very simple, folks. Democrats have essentially destroyed their bed, and they're going to have to come back and lay in it at some point. And what are they going to have?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I've always appreciated fighters. When I was a kid, I always did. And you know, I came up rough in the sense that, you know, I lost my mom, and it made me into a fighter because I was angry. And, you know, once you get angry, people want to challenge you, so you get challenged enough as a kid. And as a little boy, I lost, you know, fights. I fought my cousin a lot, me and Eric. You know, I beat him up, he beat me up, I beat him up, he beat me up. But there came a point where I stopped getting beat up. Because what I noticed about my cousin Eric was he'd get beat up and he didn't want to fight again. I wanted to fight again. And it got to the point where he could no longer beat me up. I remember my older brother, and I was a martial artist, started studying. from a pretty early age. He did too, but he dropped out. And then we went, you know, separate ways for a while. And I remember coming back, and we met at my aunt's house, and he, like, slap-boxed me the way he used to do when I was a kid earlier from when he'd seen me. And I just put my foot right up by his head and just held it there. Just, I mean, before he could even see it, just... And he went, ooh. He goes, I guess those days are over, huh? And I went, I guess they are. And it's funny to recognize in your bigger brother, an older brother, that he knows the days of kicking you around are done. And... So anyway, I became a fighter, and there were people that I grew up respecting as I was learning how to fight. Some of them listened to this program. You know, Don and Dan and many others, man. Raymond, shoot, these are some of the toughest guys I've ever known in my life. And, you know, and at some point, we all became equals. You know what I mean? In one form or another. I mean, every one of us probably still thinks we can beat each other up. But the point is, we became equal because, number one, we wouldn't fight. But we also understood the road to get there. And so I have the utmost respect. I see these guys fighting UFC. I train folks from time to time. And I'm like, man, you know, ooh, I'm glad I don't do this anymore. You know, but you see them and I have respect for them. And you know, it's a lost art. And I don't mean that people should be fighting all the time. But I'm saying there comes a point in your life, certainly as a young man, a young boy, you'll have to fight. My little boy right now, I don't think he's ever had a fight. And he's been in martial arts for 6, 7, 8 years now. I don't know how long he's been there. My youngest son. I shouldn't say a little boy, but my youngest son. And so he's been in martial arts a long time. And he'll be in it a long time. And at some point, he'll get tested. I don't know when it is. I wish I could tell you it's never going to happen. But it's probably going to happen. And it's probably going to happen multiple times. Because there comes a point in your coming of age where it just happens. And as much as schools try to, oh, there shouldn't be bullies and all this stuff, it's going to happen. It's like expecting to have smooth sailing in business. You're never going to meet anyone that wants to put you out of business or, you know, cut the pricing or do something. All of that is a fight. It is. You may just be having a conversation, a discussion. Oh, what do you think about Donald Trump? Oh, my gosh, Donald Trump. He's a piece of crap. Blah, blah. And you differ. So you're like, oh, I disagree.
Well, look at you.
And then they go crazy. Well, it is a verbal fight. To me, it's no different than rolling up the sleeves and saying, let's do this, right? But many people feel like it is. They don't want to confront. And so one of my friends, Tom, he listens to the program. He sends me this article about decorum and some of the things we were talking about with Victor David Hansen. And he's saying, you know what people like about Trump? I'm not going to read the article, but it's essentially, he'll fight you. Yeah, Donald Trump will fight. Unlike many other people in the Republican Party, they want to take the high road. Oh, no, 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 no. And the guy goes on, he compares McCain. McCain, Mr. Affable. Oh, they like me. They really, really like me. The media fooled them and then they bludgeoned him. Who could be nicer than Mitt Romney? Nice guy. Remember the first debate? He stomped Barack Obama. The second debate, it was like, who is this guy? He didn't want to fight. They, remember, people would take things off the table. I remember McCain said, I won't bring up his Muslim, you know, name in the background. I'm not going to go there. In the second debate, it was things like, well, we won't talk about certain issues, any controversial stuff. No, we're not going to. I'm going to take the high road. Okay. So, see, those are people. Here's where I look at a fight. When I was a kid, you get in a fight just because somebody didn't like you. I don't like you. I don't like you either. We'll fight about it. And you fight and somebody gets hit. One time, and he loses, right? He's lost the fight because he got hit and he cried. That was the way you judged it in the story. You get a little older, you know, licks get thrown. You know, maybe the guy pins you down or whatever. By the time I was old enough, I didn't lose any. But point being, somebody will go, okay, well, I think he got the best of you. And then there comes a point where fights have a lot more meaning. It isn't just fighting over, you push me, or some girl, or some, principled issue that you think about while you're in junior high. It becomes real. When you become an adult, you should have left the childish ways. So if somebody wants to fight, it's because, you know, something's happened that should be significant. But something's happened, folks, that should be significant. It is significant. This is not a fight over an ideology. I talk about this a little bit on this program. It's a fight for your life. I know it doesn't seem like it. You know, it's not somebody, it's not gladiators. You're not getting in the thing with your sword and your shield, and you're going to go at each other, and then you wait on the emperor to go up or down. It doesn't look like that, but it's just as serious. And what we haven't had is we haven't had fighters. We've had people that they play the game. And see, what you figure out when you understand that there's a game being played is nobody really ever is going to fight. It's a pretend fight. It's theater. It's a joust. It's one of what they call, you know, those medieval times. It's a fake thing. They're going to all go into the back room, change back into their civilian stuff, and go, "Hey, Chuck, you want to go have a beer?" They'll come out and joust for us and make it look like, "Oh, boy, that's he knocked him off the horse. Ha, 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 look at that, you know, Chuck Schumer go. Look at that, whoever, Paul Ryan, look at them go. Woo, they're going at each other." Yeah, until the show's over. Once the show's over, it's done. And that's what's been happening. But Trump didn't, he's a guy that didn't know it was a show. Nobody told him, "Hey, look, when you go into the ring, I'm going to hit you, then you hit me, and then, you know, we'll get it figured out. You know, and, you know, if you can slip the punch, that'd be good. If you could throw, you know, do you know how to slip a punch?" Nobody told him how to do it. He didn't go through the ranking system of these various pugilists. So he just went out there and, you know, started fighting. And like, "Man, hey, whoa, hold on a minute there, Buster. You're hitting a little hard." And Trump's like, "Yeah, yeah, I do. I hit hard." And then so they're slugging and they're looking at him going, "Hey, you got to let me hit you. You got to let me hit you too." And Trump's like, "What are you talking about? I got to let you hit me? No way. That's not how a fight works." Bam, he hits him again. "Hey, dude." You know, so think of all these policies as punches. And think of all the media and these other things as, you know, punches back. Most of them missing. Trump slipping them. We call them in the fight game, slipping. He slipped that punch. Moved over a little bit. "You miss me." Boom. Immigration. Boom. Refugee resettlement. Boom. Taxes. Boom. Adjusted foreign policy. Boom. Trade. I mean, just boom, boom, boom. You ever seen a guy get cornered? And then the dude just starts pummeling him because he gets hit with one really good punch. Bang. And it backs him up, buckles his knees. He ends up against the octagon, you know, chain, the cage. And then the guy steps in and just starts pop, 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 pummeling him. That's what you're watching. That's what you appreciate. And I don't care what anybody tells you. People love a fighter. Why do you think Mike Tyson, even though his fight time is over, people still talk about Mike Tyson. They still talk about Muhammad Ali. They still talk about Holmes and many of these other great boxers. And they're going to be talking about fighters for a long time. But the fighter that people are going to be talking about long into the millennia, much like we talk about Achilles and Narcissus, they're going to be talking about Donald Trump. Because Trump is truly a fighter. Trump is the guy who said to the media, "I don't care. I don't care what the decorum was." And he's using the very tactics of the left to beat him up. And you recognize it. You've seen it. You go, "Wow, that was sort of Alinsky-esque." First of all, just standing up for yourself. That's one thing. It takes a lot just to do that. You know the kid that's scared and he just goes, "Well, I'm just not going to take it anymore." Well, Trump's gone way beyond that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.